Sports Breakfast.
On the Big Sports Breakfast.
59.
For an update on the French Open, here's Roger Rashid.
Hey, Rog.
Good morning, boys. Dude, you're fired up, aren't you?
Yeah, we always,
always
are. We always are, mate. We've got our blue wigs on.
You looked good this morning as well. I'm not sure about the T-shirt, the polo shirts. I need to get you a few Lacoste ones that really...
Oh, well, yeah. Do they still make... Are they still around? I haven't seen Lacoste forever.
I love Lacoste.
Yeah, we're massive.
Yeah.
We'll jump on board.
Lacoste.
Yeah, okay, good.
They do.
We've sort of... Bernard Tomic, Samantha Stosur, they went through, so...
Stop right there. Bernard Tomic, let's talk about it.
Yeah. He doesn't like clay, does he?
I don't care whether you like clay. I don't care whether it's played on ice.
Yes.
Or on a bed of nails. When you turn up to a Grand Slam or any professional event...
Yes.
You have to show, when you step on the court, you have to have a persona that shows passion.
Yes.
That shows hunger and that shows commitment to a sport that you supposedly love. It's a Grand Slam event. Or you play throughout the year,
yeah,
and you don't win many matches in them. It's not like you're Novak winning them repetitively, and you know, who would ever get bored of winning Grand Slam matches? But to go on the court, and even if you didn't like the surface, that's even more TK and Slats of a reason to put a persona where you're passionate about the competition, because you've got to take away the conditions. It's about hitting a tennis ball and actually finding a way to win a tennis match. And when I'm looking at that and I'm watching the game, I want to turn it off and actually just watch a movie, because it gives you a sense of boredom. There's no there's no electricity out of the body, and there's and if I'm a clothing an apparel manufacturer or a racket manufacturer, I sat there thinking, and I do a lot of the times, I'm thinking, why do they decide to pay a lot of sports people that don't sell anything for them?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
I don't get it, because, if you want to wear our clothes, great, here's some free clothes, we'll give it to you. That doesn't cost us much. But would I give you money if you were to represent us in a certain way? I'm not sure, and I don't know why it's worth it. But now, it's not just only Bernard. I'm talking about the whole, there's so many athletes out there that offer that, what we see. And it does my head in, because if you don't like it that much, leave the sport. Go and do something else.
All right. So you're saying that's what he did. And I thought you were going to give him some praise, but you're saying he just oozes, I don't care.
Yeah, he oozes.
Oh, well, no, it's just like, show some passion. Like,
yeah, I'm with you, mate. I'm with you.
You know, like he played Brian Baker. To be honest, I'd beat Brian Baker.
Yeah.
You know, Paul, he's had that many injuries. He's ranked 600 and something in the world. He couldn't hit two balls in the court. It's not about that. It's about what I turn up and look like, where you've got Rafa Nadal, who played Sammy Gross. So Bernard gets through, we expected that, no difference.
Yes.
But it's what you do. When Rafa plays Sam Gross on Susan Lunglin, he turns up, which is the second major court, he turns up and in the first game, he misses the first second serve return of the match.
Yeah.
And he looks up to his box like, God, I missed an opportunity, because that was Sam Gross serving a second serve. He wanted to make an impact right there. He was all over it from the start, and it never stopped. 6-1, 6-1, 6-1. Very impressive. Sam, not so much.
Yeah.
Hasn't had a lot of clay court preparation. His ranking's 100, and he's been trying to play and earn some points through the Challenger circuit in Asia on hard court. So it wasn't an ideal way to go, even though it's not a preferred surface. But, you're talking chalk and cheese, and if you're a tennis player wanting to improve, surely you look at the best and go, this is what they offer day in, day out. I need to emulate that.
No, I agree, mate.
Yeah, that's right.
Spot on.
That's right. We had a similar conversation about Tomic earlier on this morning, Rog, so it's nice to see you agreeing. Mate, is there one standout lock or an upset you can see coming up tonight?
No, I can't. I mean, the only thing that I could possibly see is Caroline Garcia, who's a French woman, ladies player. She plays with Wanska, who's in the number two seed. That potentially could be something there, but I think it all looks pretty clean. I mean, Nick Kyrgios plays Igor Shizling. He's gonna get that through. He's a big, strong guy. He can play for the Netherlands. He plays pretty well, but not good enough to beat Nick. Jordan Thompson takes on Ivo Karlovic. Tough ask for Jordan, but not an impossible ask, because it's quick points. He's not going to hit a lot of returns back at certain times, but he can stay in the match and get into tie breaks. And Sammy Sosa, I think, it was a good effort from Sam to get through yesterday. She had to come back. She's the breakdown. Wrist not going, obviously, as well as we think. The breakdown in the start of the third set, and then she wins the set 6-3. So that's a real confidence boost for me when I was watching that, thinking, she might be able to take that and move on. So I think she wins in her second round match as well. So there, for the Aussies, they're good ones. Jonathan Millman last night, he had an opportunity, had a chance to serve for a 2-6 love lead against John Isner, ended up losing 7-5 in the fourth. No disgrace there. And we also lost a couple of women in Roddy Nova and Gavrilova, who I thought would win. And she lost 6-4, so 6-4 in the third. But the men did it really well last night, the big seeds. They crushed the opposition. And the women, Serena got through as well, Serena and Venus. And the only upset really was Kerber, who was the Australian Open champion. We've had 5 Australian Open champions lose first round at the French Open, which is quite extraordinary. And Victoria Azarenka for the women as well, she defaulted with a knee injury. So that's basically how it looked. We've got a bit of good weather coming up, so we should get some full draws played.
Good on you, Rog. Sorry, mate, we had to cut you short there. At 7:30, we'll talk about Andy Murray and his potty mouth tomorrow. The Big Sports Breakfast.